This is the Morning Liberty Show. We are live here Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 Central Time, and I'm glad you can tune in. You may have questions yourself for my guests this morning. We are visiting with Doug Millar. As an unpaid volunteer, he has been pursuing the acts of child abduction and satanic worship and abuse for years. And also Peter Chernoff. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning, and thank you.
We have about 3.5 minutes in this section of RBN, and we get to know you a little bit more this morning. Let us know, when did it all begin for you? Were you involved in the church when you were a boy, and I guess you had been a victim to some kind of activity when you were young or something?
That's correct. Before 2003, I had little psychological, like dreamscape type glimpses. I experienced missing time. I had some strange dreams, things like that. But it wasn't until 2003 when a lot of things clicked together in a very big way.
But for you, were you like an altar boy when you were younger?
No. Although that's not the most important part is what happened in 2003 is I was in a jail. I had a 7-month term. I was there 5 months. I fasted 140 out of 150 days. I lost well over 50 pounds. And I with that weight loss and that meditation, and I was isolated, I had a bunch of awakenings and dreams that came to my psyche in such a clear fashion, which simultaneously answered three crimes in detail. And it was about that time that Ted Gunderson and Doug Millar found where Doug was in the area, and I think Ted was doing a talk in Sacramento, and they came to see me, and I disclosed to them the details of Amber Schwartz Garcia and Kevin Collins and a third case out of Sonoma County. And this fast opened a gateway and sort of connected my personalities and memories of things which otherwise had been suitcased and closed off to each other. And this was a gateway to open to all this. And then, it made sense to things going back to my childhood. But the big situation was in 2003. Amber Schwartz Garcia is still considered an unsolved case on the internet. And yet, I spent 6 hours minimum with the prime investigators. I told them who, how, where, what, and when happened to this child, which essentially occurred also to Kevin Collins. And anybody can Google these names, Kevin Collins and Amber Schwartz Garcia. And, why is it that they're still considered unsolved? Doug, let me ask you, he's right here. Doug, would you say these cases have been solved by my answers or no?
Well, yes. You've met with law enforcement investigating these crimes, and we've gone to the San Francisco Police Department. They call the police commissioners meetings on Tuesdays. No, yes, Wednesdays, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wednesdays, they have a public forum where we're allowed to speak for 3 minutes each. And after we were there a couple times, for some odd reason, the screen went off, and we couldn't even see ourselves, so we knew that we weren't being broadcast. But we've gone back there many times, and finally, the first time we were there, we asked the police to investigate and interview Peter and investigate these crimes and also investigate Aquino, who was torturing, murdering children in San Francisco and throughout the North Bay Area here, which includes Sonoma County. And we couldn't get the, even though we met with the chief of investigations, he said, I want to assign two investigators to
gentlemen, we will be back after this commercial break. This is RBN.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
It is 8 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show live here at RBN. You may have a question. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. And we're visiting this morning with Doug Millar and Peter Chernev. Again, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, RJ. If I could, I'd like to address the caller, Steve's concern about the fact we weren't talking about Protestants. Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. That was something that was fascinating to me when I started investigating all these things. Down in Atlanta, I found the Methodist minister was also a police officer, and he was taking children out of this school in a suburb of Atlanta to satanic events, using them in child porn, but also human sacrifices and things. And, of course, that never came up during his trial, but they did raid his place finally, and he was protecting the chief of police, the small town, which is the headquarters for Delta Airlines. Sorry, I've forgotten the name of it. It wasn't going to discuss this. But also, when I was in Alaska in 94, I met with some people from Texas, and they were telling me about a Assembly of God preacher down there in Texas that was exposed for having satanic events in his backyard and was prosecuted for doing so and went to jail. And, of course, they've got Cisco Wheeler, who was raised in the Illuminati, and her father was a leader of the Assembly of God Church, and he was also obviously Illuminati, and, you know, it's generational. And she was in Portland, Oregon when I met her back in Memorial Day of 95 down here in California at an event I put on, and Fritz Springmeier brought her down. And not only was did she report in the second edition of her of the book that Chris put out, he's done several with her. The first one he didn't name her because she was fearful for her life, but she gave him. She told me that she gave him most of the information that went in his book, The Bloodlines of the Illuminati, because she was raised in it. And my point is, that was a, like, say, Assembly of God. There have been some Methodists, but also some in Texas, there was a Baptist minister whose family exposed him as they taking them to satanic events in the Dallas metro area. And I could go into different denominations. The point is that I'm glad that Steve brought out the fact that, yes, there are Protestants involved, but not nearly as heavily per capita as in the Mormon and the Catholic Church.
We have I appreciate, Doug, the time that you have spent looking into these things. And this
states,
is my background, right? LDS Church is where I came from. And I am still looking. I'm still asking the questions, and it's hard to believe some of the conclusions you're drawing. But there is evidence right here that kind of thing does go on, and all over the country, and absolutely amazing to even find that this is the case right here in America.
Right, and you know, when I visited here in 3 months before I brought Ted Gunderson in to meet with Peter. I met with Peter many times in the jail when I found him here, and actually it was early mid-May of 2003, and then brought Ted in here in August of 2003. And the point is that when Peter started telling me what he'd been telling the police, I was really concerned for his life because obviously it'd be easy to poison him, give him a heart attack in the jail. And so I went public with it immediately. Put out reports, passed out thousands of copies here in Sonoma County about the fact he was involved in the kidnap of those two children, and that Jimmy Rogers, a prominent real estate developer here, was involved, and went to his own office and passed out literature to all of his tenants in his commercial buildings to report that he was involved in Satanism here in our county. So if we can get into where Peter was involved in with Dr. Polk, and also known as Dr. Joseph Mengele, which Peter told Ted and me when we were there in 2003. I think that would kind of help tie this whole thing together and bring in the Nazism and the Vatican more clearly.
I think that this hour will just race by so quickly, and Peter liked to start covering this material and do it well. Apparently, and I'm thinking this probably may be a challenge for you to go back realizing that you had been brainwashed and that you yourself were abducting children.
Yep, it's not all that entertaining when this all came to me. It's not entertaining whatsoever. However, you know, sometimes in the worst of situations, there's blessings so I've been hard-pressed to find them, but I'm working on it. So what happened was, I acknowledged and put forth that I was definitely a participant in the cases of Amber Schwartz Garcia and Kevin Collins. I named the individuals involved, and this was not known to me prior to 2003. But when I did this fast, these things just fell into place, and I was so specific with details that you know, anybody would be hard-pressed to try and challenge me on it since these cases are still considered unsolved. And, yes, Amber Schwartz Garcia was chosen because she was the daughter of a cop. And, yes, she was terminated by George Bush Sr. in 1988. And, yes, the average person wouldn't believe their best friend if they said that to him. And yet the average person in this country would acknowledge the Bush regime has been involved in the murder of thousands of people. So it's really amusing to me to watch the various levels and dimensions of mind control in this country. When someone says, "Well, Peter, you've been mind controlled," and I says, "Well, yeah, but look at this country. We can't even stand up to do the right thing on any level. You know, we over there we're watching Iran do all this, but over here we can't do a thing. We can't stand up. So Susan Polk is now in prison for life, 16 years to life, and she's having an appeal. Years back, like Doug said, we tried to get involved. I was actually supposed to testify in the case of Susan Polk. Had I testified, she would not be in prison. There's no way in the world that she murdered Dr. Felix Polk. There are at least two plausible scenarios, and when the court found out the degree of information I was available to present, they made sure I was never called. And when I went back, I got arrested just for being there. No charges. I was in the jail for 3 days. I was threatened by the sheriffs. I was threatened by the White Aryan Brotherhood twice. And I was given a full-time, forever and ever restraining order by Judge Laurel Brady, which is still in effect today. I wrote an article called Burning Down the House, which could be found on my site, and I handed it out to 200 bioneers, which are legal environmentalists from all over the West Coast, and I realized that they could take this information and run with it real quick through the Internet, and they did. And within 48 hours of me handing this article out called Burning Down a House, in which I tied Dr. Felix Polk into the kidnap of Amber Schwartz Garcia and quite a few other scenarios, the wife of Daniel Horowitz of Court TV fame, the lawyer representing Susan Polk, Pam Vitale, was found murdered. She was murdered allegedly by a 16-year-old named Scott Dileski. I do not believe that's the case. Scott Dileski is now the youngest man on San Quentin's death row. This was also an MKUltra mind control setup designed to smoke and mirror the entire scenario which we were exposing. And this is the sort of thing that we see all the time. I could go into many other cases. Kevin Collins was taken by the same people a few years earlier, and he was demised on the property of Bohemian Grove. Where can we go from here?
There was a child care center in California that I think we talked about before, and I'd like to go there, as apparently that became a supply center for some of these activities.
Well, this has been going on all around the country, and this is what I tried to when we were talking about the different religions. The real place of children to get hold of very easily were child cares, probably even easier than the churches.
What is the name of that center we were discussing?
Well, there was one called the McMartin case was down in Southern California. The one up here was called Miss Sandy's, which is where my son was. And I made it public in 1992.
What is the name of the facility?
Colonel Aquino owned properties in Marin and Sonoma County that housed nonprofits that had undue influence over Child Protective Services. In other words, it's finding out that the fox owns the hen house. So anything anybody would complain about if they saw that their child was exhibiting something strange or all of a sudden came down with chlamydia, any complaints would sort of disappear into the sewer system of the courts based on the influence of Michael Aquino and his cohorts that were running this show. He was in charge of these programs, still is, and now he's one of the main generals in charge of national security.
This facility in California that we're talking about, what was the name of that?
Were we talking Miss Sandy's in Nevada or the famous case down Southern California called McMartin's? Which one?
In California.
They're both in California.
And it's called what, McMartin?
Well, McMartin, the McMartin case was in Southern California. I wasn't involved with that one, but Doug knows about it. Ted Gunderson did a huge report. It was on TV for a year. The Buckeyes were on trial for a year, and they all walked. And they were it was a CIA operation, mind control, utilizing children. Big
we'll
time.
Be back
there were tunnels.
After this commercial break. This is RBN.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Okay, we are back. It is 23 minutes after the hour. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. Thanks for tuning in. Our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. We are visiting this morning with Doug Millar and Peter Cherneff. Thanks for joining us, gentlemen.
Good morning, RJ. We're back.
I want to go back to burning down the house. How do people find that? Would you tell us how to do that?
Well, it's on my writing site, and one way to get there is just to Google my name, Peter Cherneff, and that's T-S-C-H-E-R-N-E-F-F. And there'll be quite a few investigative articles that are found under my name. But if you dig a few pages in, you'll see that I have a blog.myspace.com/PeterPeace1, P-E-T-E-R-P-E-A-C-E, 1. You don't spell out the 1, PeterPeace1. So those are the two ways you can get to my site, and you just have to dig, and you'll find it.
Spell your last name again for us.
T-S-C-H-E-R-N-E-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
So people can Google Peter Cherneff and get to this article, Burning Down the House.
You can find, yeah, you want to get to my blog, which is blogmyspace.com, PeterPeace1, and you can find it either by Googling the blog directly or Googling my name, and you'll find a site where you can hook right into that. And you just go a few, you got to dig into the blog a little bit, and the article definitely is in there with quite a few other blogs and reports. And my my radical poetry is on there quite a bit. I got about 700 articles on there. But this particular article, Burning Down the House, tied together Dr. Felix Polk and several prominent people in this Bay Area, including George Bush, to the abduction and murder of Amber Schwartz Garcia.
So these abductions, those events still go on. We have interviewed other people, for example, out of Nebraska. Doug, I think it's called Boys Town. Is that correct?
Doug, are you listening? You're being asked a question. Okay, he's right here.
He's taking a nap.
Talking about Boys Town.
Oh, I'm sorry, RJ. I was
in Nebraska. What is that facility called?
Yes, it was originally it was called Father Flanagan's Boys Town. A movie was made about it, and it was exposed in the Franklin cover-up because they were providing children for shipping some of the teenagers and young boys to Washington, D.C. for sex parties with some of our America's leaders. And John DeCamp exposed it in the Franklin cover-up. And then, of course, after they got this documentary put together for the Discovery Channel for an hour-long expose called Conspiracy of Silence, which I'm sure Gunnarsson has talked to you about, they turned around and changed the name from Boys Town to Boys and Girls Town.
And the fact that John DeCamp covered this book ties in directly, as Doug will verify, to the case of my stating that I was present as a witness when Kevin Collins found himself at Bohemian Grove in 84, 85. Is that right, Doug?
84, yes.
84.
July of 84.
And so it verifies a lot of information that was brought forth in John DeCamp's book.
And Paul Benassi was there also.
You have seen that these daycare facilities in California were used the same way as Boys Town as a supply of new boys and girls for that kind of abuse.
Absolutely. It's been going on for 40 years minimum.
What is the name of that facility in California?
Well, there's three famous cases. The most well-known, there was the Presidio in San Francisco. Okay, we remember the movie The Presidio with Sean Connery and Kevin Costner. Well, there was, the Presidio had a daycare, and the daycare was named in 1988 in a very large case in which children all named, many of them named Michael Aquino. A lot of these kids ended up with venereal diseases. There was a big lawsuit, and it was covered up. The second really well-known case is in Southern California, and that was the McMartin case. The case that ties in directly to the story that we're speaking about today is Miss Sandy's, which is in Novato, which is between Sonoma County and San Francisco. It's a very large daycare, like the other ones were.
In a church building.
And these kids are, secluded away from their parents and anybody else, and the people that run them do what they may, and they certainly do and always have. And it's, unless you understand it, people don't believe it. And a lot of people that hear a lot of this stuff, I can understand how they would be hard-pressed to comprehend the topic unless you really do a little bit of looking into. It was mentioned by Doug, the movie by Mel Gibson and Denzel Washington, Conspiracy Theory and Manchurian Candidate. Those were rather accurate except for one thing. They intentionally disregarded making any mentioning of the fact that this is almost done almost exclusively to children. And then they are brought up into the military. It's just like the case of the Unabomber in Oklahoma.
Is the Morning Liberty Show. We will be back with this discussion after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
The new world order beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is the Morning Liberty Show, live at RBN. And our phone number, 1-800-313-9443. And we are visiting this morning with Peter Cherneff and Doug Millar. Again, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Peter, could you tell me how it is that children could be abducted from a church daycare center? How could that even take place?
Well, what goes on typically is that, you know, parents will send their kids to a daycare, and you know, to flip a child into a multi-personality state takes probably less than an hour. To fine tune it might take a few hours during the course of a few weeks by those that know how to do it. The child comes back to the home. He may or may not appear a little bit different. The parents can rarely figure it out. If there's a significant enough change, if they take it to a therapist, the therapist can't figure it out because the mind control is imposed, which, of course, involve the splitting of the personalities, which are accessed by certain locks and codes of which only the controller has, cannot be determined and found out by typical therapy, let alone the typical mindset. In other words, this is a realm, a world that exists within this world of ours that when people find out about it, they're usually intimidated to proceed any further. since they're obviously not in the power zone of it, they are considered a threat, and many of them are therefore threatened, and some of them are actually killed.
Do you think,
so basically
do
what's
you think
happening
that this
is
kind
you end
of
up raising a child that's not yours? You're raising a CIA multi-personality child, and the average person doesn't know this, and this is going on by the thousands.
Would this kind of act take place in the daycare facility, or would a child be removed from the facility and then returned before the day was done?
Both scenarios are typical.
Definitely.
So that could take place at the daycare facility, for example, like Miss Sandy's.
Absolutely.
At the church location.
Absolutely.
That this would take place.
Yeah. It takes is somebody with the right knowledge to have access to a child by itself or in a small group for an hour or less.
RJ, I'd like to give you an example. In Oregon, I went in to investigate a place because on the front page of the Press Democrat, they talked about this U.S. Marine who had AIDS, although he was married and had two children. And so he was kicked out of the Marines down Camp Pendleton. And so then he was up there molesting children, and somebody in his church was providing him with some of the children from her daycare. And so I went there and met his mother because he was already been convicted and put in jail for abusing the children up there. He said, since I've got AIDS, I'm going to give everybody AIDS, is what he told his wife before she divorced him. And I learned that there was a Nazarene preacher up there. First, his wife had opened a daycare. Then the preacher opened a second one. And then their son, when he was old enough, he opened a third one. And so they found out that there was satanic ritual abuse occurring in these daycares. So first the DA went after the son, convicted him.
Right,
then the mother,
in the daycare.
Yes, sir. And then he went after the mother, convicted her. And the third trial was the preacher, and they convicted him. Three separate trials.
You know what's awesome is that they were convicted.
Amazing. It doesn't happen very often.
And I bet you there's a whole lot of non-convictions going on in the country. And Peter, you're talking about this MK Ultra. I think if you take a look at Americans, I think you'll find that many of us are victims of brainwashing, and we're not even aware of it.
Absolutely true. There's so many levels of it. And to me, as we may have talked about this briefly last time, one of the biggest examples of the complete psychological subservience of America was the first big test was Waco, where this, you know, church of pretty nice people was surrounded under false pretenses, which were actually rather ridiculous once they were evaluated, and for 51 days put on national TV, and no church groups showed up, no students showed up, no veterans showed up, hardly a soul showed up to take a stand, and then they were burned down in front of us. The second
and
one in
Ruby Ridge. Ruby Ridge is another example. What happened there?
Ruby Ridge is another one, but that wasn't put on the TV quite as much as the obviousness of Waco. And but you're right. Ruby Ridge is another example. But the other big one, of course, was 9/11, which, you know, anybody with half a brain realized that this was obviously done
controlled
in our
demolition.
Own government services and sources. You know, and then to have a third building fall down all on its own, you know, and then everybody just goes back to business as usual. There needs to be an uprising 10 times the size of what's going on in Iran.
You're saying that if
strike.
We were not a brainwashed society, we would be up in arms about these issues.
Absolutely. There should be a general strike going on 10 times the size of the effort we see in Iran right now. There should be a shutdown of labor in schools, and during this shutdown, we start 10 million gardens. We take care of ourselves, and we cease our association to these usury institutions, which have been stealing from us like crazy since the 1980s, just like John DeCamp demonstrates in his book with the SNLs, which is now going on different levels. You know, to me, this is a spiritual deal, and part of the big spiritual answer is a strike. It's the gardens. It's walking a vegetarian path, and the biggest spiritual political prisoner in the world is getting a parole review on the 28th of July, and it is Leonard Peltier. And we have all heard if one person is wrongly incarcerated, so are we all. Well, I'll tell you what, RJ and your listeners, this is the heaviest prisoner in the world. As long as he stays in prison, we all stay in this toilet that's going in the wrong direction. And that is a spiritual truth. That's a bottom line. We have the capacity to set this man free with a 40-day strike. And he is every bit our Nelson Mandela, just like persons like
mention his name,
Jeffrey McDonald and Mumia Abu-Jamal. But Leonard Peltier is the heaviest one, and he's going to have a parole hearing, of which he probably, well, I'm certain, will be turned down.
How do you spell his last name?
We have a spiritual reason to set him free.
How do you spell his last name?
P-E-L-T-I-E-R.
And where is he being held?
He spent 29 years in Leavenworth, and right now he's in Lewisburg, Pennsylvania. It's a big deal. It's the biggest case in the world.
And, RJ, I'd recommend you to help publicize that. You know, it might invite Russell Means on your program. I had the privilege of meeting him here last month. I'm sorry, 3 weeks ago here this month. And he's a very dynamic speaker, and he could address the Peltier issue in detail.
It's been amazing for me to see, and I think we are not aware enough of the brainwashing that does take place upon Americans every day. And it does take place in our churches and in our schools and even in our businesses. And certainly every night as we sit down in our couches and just view the idiot box.
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, talk about the idiot box. Peter Chernoff has been labeled California's most radical crime-fighting poet. And if anybody reads a few of his poems, I'm sure they'll agree that he's a very gifted person, has a way of getting information out. I've watched him write some of his poetry. He writes almost as fast as you can think it. And so he's very gifted in this area and has used his gift to help get the truth out with new flyers every week, and has done this for decades.
One of the lies that is portrayed upon us that I have seen, we can go to Iran, for example, and the clerics there, they are infallible. That's what they're told in Iran. We can go to the Pope, and among the Catholics, he is infallible.
Well, I'll tell you real quick, I just got to interject. These clerics and the Pope, there's your Nazis right there. They are absolutely Nazis. They operate together on the same deal. They're playing the same game.
And there are those within many religions where leaders are, you know, portrayed as infallible.
Right. Right.
RJ, I was shocked to read the history of the Muslim religion, and it actually was founded by a Jesuit, and it ties directly into the Vatican. It's an amazing history. When you study it,
there's a guy that I work with, and he would be very much like Mel Gibson as he is portrayed in Conspiracy Theory. And he supplies me with the documentation and research of all kinds. One of the things that he has shown me is Hitler years ago, him meeting with the Pope in his day and taking orders from the Pope in his day and operating under the direction of cardinals telling him what to do and delivering
absolutely.
Him
Actually, essence. His name was Adolphus Heidler, H-I-E-D-L-E-R, which we have come to know as Hitler. He's buried here in California, according to a lot of persons. And, they absolutely worked hand-in-hand, the Nazis with the Catholics, and that's why I call them all Nazis. That's why I say this is not an Aryan phenomenon. This is a patriarchal phenomenon with a lot of illusions and deceptions put in there in order to keep everybody looking in the wrong directions.
You see, these accusations that you are now making
are not easy.
It's not easy for people to take.
Well, that's because they've been brought up in a world that's been pulled over their eyes. Most people in most religions are good people and have, you know, basic simple faiths that are powerful, and yet they're based on, a lot of it's based on deceptions long perpetrated going back centuries by religions. Religions have always been in the business of control. They've almost exclusively been involved in abuse and control of women, abuse and murder and ingestion of animal flesh and blood, and controlling of the earth and fighting over it. It's always been a population control. They maintain wars to keep populations down and keep themselves in control. It's an old game. You know,
well, certainly,
to me, the church is in the heart, and the belly is the temple, and the battle before us has always been far more than mental.
There is much more going on around us than what we think we see.
Absolutely.
And in this neck of the woods, Doug and Peter, from these pulpits, from my background, it is stated on a regular basis that thinking has been done, just do what you're told. And we are told that these clergy people, whatever their position is, whether it's a bishop or a stake president or an apostle or a member of the 70, that they are infallible. Don't criticize them. Don't find fault with them. Just do as you're told. And so people here are brought up from diapers, as toddlers, as teenagers, as adults, being taught not to think for themselves, just do as you're told, and that's a part of how you show respect to God.
Exactly. These religious leaders should all be arrested under the RICO Act of, what's that called?
Racketeering.
They should all be arrested under RICO. To me, virtually all the Catholics, priests ought to be arrested, because if they're not involved in the sexual abuse, they're involved by complicity and covering it up by their acquiescence. And this is whole. And where is the rabbi or the Protestant minister anywhere saying, stand up, let's take it to the streets and do something for once and for all, like Martin Luther King? Where is the person that's walking like Gandhi? It's not going on. We've been controlled to not do that. And the further control is being perpetrated by these religious leaders, which are simply in bed with the political deceivers, you know. And neither one of these situations would be existing in the Promised Land. And the Promised Land is for us to claim. It will not be granted. We must claim it with the ferocity of a mother bear protecting her cubs.
I agree.
You know, that's where we are. And we have this beautiful opportunity right now, as bad as things are. Right now, we can have a beautiful general strike. We can begin 1 million gardens, 10 million gardens. We can strike and demand that Leonard Peltier be released. It was just 2 weeks ago that Obama was crying about how Cuba should listen to our president and to release their political prisoners. Well, he said absolutely nothing about our political prisoners, which are Leonard Peltier, Dr. Jeffrey McDonald, the man who blew the whistle on George Bush Sr.'s black ops CIA importation, and Mumia Abu-Jamal, the writer for the Black Panthers ever since he was 15. These are our three prisoners, and each one of them has been in prison over 30 years. So where's the religious people standing up to talk about this? They're nowhere.
I think that right now, even this morning, that there are those religious people who hear you are taking, that's what it sounds like, pot shots at this church or that church. And so I think they shut their ears. Maybe they're offended. Maybe they're uncomfortable. But you've found that that is where it's going on.
They're corrupt is what they are. If they had even an ounce of courage, they would call in and say, you know what, this is correct. I'm tired of watching this happen. It's time.
Well, corruption means that they know what they're doing, that they're doing
Absolutely.
This on purpose.
I believe it, no doubt. They're not stupid people. They're not stupid. We have intentionally been mind screwed to make sure that nothing like what we saw with Gandhi and King happens again. And has
what
it
you
happened
mean
in
is
the last 40
we've been
years
groomed.
In this country?
No. I mean, one Sunday at a time, we've been groomed and groomed some more and groomed some more until we have slowly stopped thinking for ourselves.
Yes, R.J., you know, back in August of 99, It was on the front pages of the papers, pictures of people in Belgium on a Sunday. They had 300,000 have gone out in the streets because some children had been kidnapped, and the children were being abused, and they were able to rescue some of these children alive. Now, my point is, we can't get 30 people in America to go out in the street to protect the local child in a demonstration. And our population is 10 times what Belgium's is. We should have 3 million people out once a month until we stop this child abuse and expose the CIA's involvement in MKUltra, which over MKUltra has been Monarch for decades, according to several CIA officers.
Gentlemen, we will be back after this commercial break. This is RBN.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Well, here we are. This is the Morning Liberty Show. I'm RJ. I'm glad you could tune in and listen. It's been rather interesting this morning. And we're visiting with Peter Cherneff, And Doug Millar, again, gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Sure thing, RJ. And I'd like to make one parting comment here, if I could.
Have about 4 minutes left in this segment, and go ahead.
Okay. Back in October last year, I called Ted Gunderson and invited him to come up because Aquino, the Nazi who's been in charge of MKUltra for decades, was going to have a secret event of the Temple of Set. And one of the Setians evidently sent this to a report down in San Diego County. She forwarded it to me. And so Ted came up here, and I asked him to interview Peter while I was here after we exposed Aquino in front of the hotel in downtown San Francisco for 2 days on camera for about 4 hours. And as it turned out, Ted did interview Peter, and he said not only does he believe what Peter said about Dr. Felix Polk being Dr. Joseph Mengele, but it was a four-hour interview, and it was the finest interview he's ever done since he started investigating crimes back in the 1950s. So with that, here's Peter.
Yeah, I just, RJ, to finish off, we're almost out of time, is that right?
We've got about 2 minutes to 3 minutes, and Peter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Listen, thank you very much. I'm going to invite people to look up my site. I have done I do quite a bit of writing on there, and one case that I've been focusing on, which is little known, has to do with my uncle Kurt, who was executed in Nazi Germany at the age of 19, and that my father has tried to see if my mother was liable for restitution, or is this strictly something for the people of a Jewish faith? Because what's interesting is my dad's Bulgarian, the Bulgarian King Boris, and this is a story you don't read about, he was asked by Hitler in person to, send 80,000 Jews by train back to Germany to be executed, and King Boris refused to do this. He also refused to send troops to go to the Russian front, and he also turned them down on the third item. Well, what happened was, for his stand, the Nazi regime pharmaceutical experts, they poisoned him, and he was dead within 3 days of coming back to Bulgaria. Now, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, of which I have a contention with, to say the least, they honored Bulgaria for saving 80,000 Jews. So my question is, why does the ADL and Senator Arlen Specter of the ADL refuse to answer my father's letters regarding possible restitution for my uncle, who was executed for having a Jewish girlfriend, and the fact that my dad being Bulgarian, they honor the Bulgarian nation, but they disregard the Bulgarian request.
Peter, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
And Doug, thanks for joining us as well.
And this will be on my site, Peter Peace One, which you can find by Googling my name.
Okay. This is the Morning Liberty Show. Make it an awesome day. With recent